All right, only one cop got shot in the face down there in Central Florida. That is called Good News. That is the podcast audio recording. Facebook Live. Let's record that. All right, so now the Facebook Live and the podcast audio recording, and cops get shot in the face. Phoenix Kalita was recently recording on Rashani's single simulcast program, and I think Rashani's editing that down. It's Saturday now. Maybe he'll have that up on Sunday. Maybe have that episode up on Sunday, see what's going on. Because, you record for like 2-3 hours. Like 3 hours. Phoenix Cleaver, she's over there, and she said like 3 hours, and then he edits that down, and he adds in the music tracks from DJ Fat Man Wild, and gets that whole thing up and or running. Right. Alright, so, what the fuck do we have going on here? What might we get to? What we might not get to? Brian Fisher is back, motherfuckers. Don't know, what you think you know, what you did not know, but Brian Fisher is back, and he's talking about Charlottesville, because hot topics are hot. Tucker Carlson is a goofy motherfucker. He's a silly ass boy, but he's running his mouth about, Fox News might get banned, because millennials. Phoenix Kalita added in, the Taliban magazine for woman ladies is, taking a new tactic. It could get interesting. You like to make shitty posts, but they like to. And then over here, and, this is off of TheStranger.com about, trans woman discrimination, and it's not just about bathrooms. and also, trans violence, a personal trainer, attacked a, trans client, a trans person that was a client, right, trans client, that sounds, yeah, and, and then, Becky is a clown, and other Becky that, dragged Becky, whatever, was also a fucking clown, right, and a cop was jailed for impregnating a teenager. And cops hired someone to do some sort of undercover work for him. This is out in the UK, and it didn't go well. And a teen takes a guilty plea in a sexual assault at a party. Sexual assault. Soft language. Right? And sex workers' rights is coming up. Malawi, I think that's how you pronounce that. And sex workers' rights with the rentboy.com. And then Richmond, California, the city is being sued in police sex abuse scandal. Soft language. All right, let's get down to the get down, you fucking fuckers. It sounds like a good deal.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright. Man, that's people just being total fucking assholes. Man, that's winecellarmedia.com. We now have the Facebook plugin, so now when we post something there, you can actually leave a Facebook comment on the website, and I think that's alright. Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaleeder. Phoenix Kaleeder recently at the Slut Walk. I still don't have that video clip. I know someone posted it, but I'm gonna download it and repost it because that's Phoenix. And, yeah, man, and, want to get that clip. Said before, Phoenix was on Rashani's program. Phoenix has been doing Wine Cellar by herself. And now I'm stopping in with you for a moment while I'm off work for the day so I can, run my mouth with you for a while. Really, run my mouth with you. If you are live, if you're alive, you can actually call in and talk that gangster shit about a story or two at 347-857-3937. I'm not live with the telephone, with the studio phone often enough, so it's like barely a thing anymore. Like, I'd have to get way more consistent with that for that to become a Martha Fracken thing again. Alright, so you fucking fuckers know what I'm into. Let me go ahead and check my decibelities. They are looking mighty fine, like May wine. That's what Phoenix Kaleeder thinks. That's 347-857-3937. Y'all couldn't hear that. That was Phoenix Kaleeder over the other end saying, "Give me the phone number, boy." That's how she talks. That's how all light-skinned niggas talk to the dark folk. That's the thing about them. That's a fact. Yeah, that's how yellow niggas talk. Listen here. All right, we're gonna take ourselves on over to fucking NBC News and get down with this here. Now, it's the Rent Boy verdict, says it's, puts sex workers at risk. You know, because sex workers are not already at risk. I don't know. But it is a sex workers rights issue. And, I've heard the Rent Boy before. Like, I started watching the Logo station. I don't know how long it existed, but I started watching it in 2009. And you hear all this new vernacular and whatnot like that, like Rent Boy and no fems, no fatties, no what, no blacks, no fatties, no fems, something like that. Yeah, like, and you start hearing all this like different stuff. A lot of it cis white male shit, you know. But like, yeah, you start hearing all this other stuff, and Rent Boy was one. And like, and of course, I don't like the name Rent Boy. Put man. Like, fucking talk like about, make it very clear that you're talking about adults, even though, like, I get the vernacular, I know what you're talking about, but Jesus, it's like fucking, you know, grown, when people call adult women girls, you know, even ladies, something gross about the word lady, especially when it's said by a man that works in customer service and a group of women walks in, "Hey, ladies, oh, it's used car sales misogynist. Used carogenist, nigga. Jesus Christ." That fucking, so this article's up by John Paul Bramer on the NBCnews.com. Civil rights groups and sex workers are raising concerns over the government takedown of rentboy.com, an escort service that largely catered to gay men. The investigation and prosecution involving both the Departments of Homeland Security, Kamala Harris, and Justice, ended with a fine and jail time for Jeffrey Herant, the company's former CEO, as well as the arrest of 6 current and former employees on prostitution charges. Herant defended the nature of the business in court, saying it allowed sex workers to work safely after laboring in deplorable conditions. Damn, so he kept it greasy. He said, "Yeah, it's against your punk ass laws, but niggas need money
safely."
As safe as possible, right? That's it's a, it, it ain't guaranteed safe. Phoenix is over there saying stuff off mic. He continues and says, "I disagree with the law I violated. I am obliged to follow it. My company mitigated many of the dangers of sex work." All right. U.S. District Judge Margot K. Brody in Brooklyn, who sentenced Tarrant, noted the positive letters she received on his behalf and said she was convinced Tarrant started the site for a good purpose. Quote, "The very thing that is illegal, there is no, the very thing that is illegal, there is no question, it did a lot of good," end quote. Brody also says, "Almost two decades of committing a crime that can't go unpunished." Oh, fuck you. That can't go unpunished. You committed a crime for two decades. Well, make it not a crime anymore, but you people don't fucking want to. Because fucking capitalism needs it to be a crime. Continuing in the article, NBCNews.com. Questions have also been raised as to why Rent Boy was singled out by Homeland Security Kamala Harris for Washington for investigation, while other similar online services catering to heterosexual customers remain operational. Hold up, nigga. What about nigga Backpage? All right, Mr. Fucking article writer, do your fucking homework, son. Done, son, boy. NBC News reached out to the Department of Homeland Security for comment and has not yet received a response. Five New York City Council members from the LGBT community signed a letter in support of Tarrant, arguing that a harsh sentence will serve neither society nor the rehabilitation of Mr. Tarrant, end quote. And that's according to the Associated Press. Now, the New York Democratic Congressfeller, Gerald Nadier, and Sean Patrick Maloney, I know that name, they wrote letters to Homeland Security and the Department of Justice asking whether the agencies had wasted time and resources on pursuing a victimless crime. Quotes. Websites like Rent Boy allow people to screen buyers, which contributes to their safety. They continue, targeting it for criminal prosecution is a loss of safety for people who are just trying to do their work, no matter how politically unpopular that work might be. Politically unpopular with who? Like, exactly how often are polls going out and who the fuck is being polled? Alright, because aren't millennials fucking bigger than, the fucking boomers? Poll them. Poll boomers, then poll millennials. Right, like let's do some real polling. Like, should set, like, I mean, again, like, I mean, one of the homegirls that worked in a restaurant, every single Sunday, the same man every Sunday will literally put his finger in her booty hole through her work pants and then give her a $20 tip. But you don't want sex workers to have rights. Get the fuck out of here. You're full of all the shit. When the fucking the name of the game in the restaurant work is skin and grin. But you don't want motherfucking sex. But you know the champagne room exists in the strip club. But you don't want sex workers to have rights. You're all full of all the shit. You fucking liars. Wow, what's Phoenix Kalita doing?
I was going to say something.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The reason that it's unpopular with millennials is because they've reframed it to say that it's exploitation and it's sex trafficking. So there's this very big perception that like 85% of sex workers are human trafficking victims, and that's why millennials aren't supportive of sex worker rights.
None of you know shit. None of you fuckers give a fuck about anybody that actually is being trafficked anyway, or you'd be wanting to shut down all these businesses that exploit labor from folks in areas like Mexico and Guatemala and whatnot. And but you don't fucking do that. So don't bullshit me, or else you'd want people of African descent to have reparations. You don't give a fuck about human trafficking. You fucking liar. Shut the whole entire fuck vertical. All right, close the fornication vertical. Got it? It's a garage door that comes up out of the driveway. It closes vertical. Alright. What the fuck else is going on in this fucking fucker? Dibba doo, skibby, flip bop, ba doo ba dop doo. Phoenix Khalid is a Jew. It's a fact. She over there laughing off mic. She's an off mic laughing lady. Phoenix Khalid put this in the notes. The Pakistani Taliban has circulated an English language magazine targeting Muslim women and encouraging them to spread the group's fundamentalist message and support holy war. Quote, train yourself in weapon handling and self-defense. Make sure you keep a pistol and grenade. Just one? Just one. There's a lot of white people out there, man. All right, continuing. The publication is called Sunnat-e-Khola, referring to the 7th century female Muslim warrior named Kuala. Copies were found earlier this month inside its 45 pages, which were obtained by NBC News. There are a number of featured articles, including the Pakistani Taliban's version of a celebrity interview with the wife of Pakistani Taliban. Why do they keep saying Pakistani Taliban?
Because like, there's like different factions from different countries.
Oh, different sets.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the East Side Talibanis. The Pakistani Taliban, and in parentheses, Tariq-e-Taliban. Ah, okay, the Nasheed faction. And that's the wife of the leader is apparently, that's a celebrity interview. You're his wife? You're amazing! The article focuses on the woman's support for underage marriage, having herself been married at 14. She is also asked for her thoughts on other topics, like her relationship with her husband and his attitude towards women. So, the same topic. Like, let's do... Wait, hold. I just smacked the microphone. Let's do that again, right? The article focuses on the woman's support for underage marriage, having herself been married at 14, she has also asked her thoughts on other topics, like her relationship to the man that married her at 14 and his attitudes towards women, which she is one. Other topics. Okay. The Pakistani government has banned the Tariq-e-Taliban, which has the East Siders, which has been responsible for attacks on military targets and civilians. Ooh. And any activity associated with it. Now, while the magazine appears to promote a woman's place within the movement, the Taliban has a documented record of assault on women's rights while ruling Afghanistan from 1996 to the end of 2001, when it was toppled by the U.S.-backed troops. The Taliban closed down girls' schools and made it all but impossible for women to work outside the home. Under the Taliban law, women were forced to cover their bodies from head to toe in burqas and punished for breaking the group's strict codes of behavior. Both as militant groups fighting to oust the U.S.-backed government in Kabul, as well as targeting military personnel and civilians in neighboring Pakistan, the Taliban has claimed attacks on girls' schools in October 2012. Members tried to assassinate a Pakistani schoolgirl and education advocate. Everybody knows the Malali these names, Yousafzai, who went on to become the youngest ever Nobel Prize laureate, because they give that fucking thing away. I mean, keep in mind, the deporter-in-chief, you know, Barack Obama yo ass, got one, right? They give those fucking, like, I got one, you know, it's in my sock drawer, I don't even give a shit about it. Like, I was at work one day, and I was literally fucking pissing on the floor. In front of a, right? Like, in front of a contract client. And the contract client was like, hey, man, you shouldn't do that. And I still had some stream left because I had skipped an early bathroom break. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna use the rest of the stream on your shoe. And then fucking, Newt Gingrich and Joe Biden walked in and they said, you need a fucking Peace Prize. You're a great guy. Like, that's how they give these fucking things away, man. And, So that's what they're gunning for, right? So, you woman ladies, you Muslim, Talibanized, Pakistanified woman ladies, you get yourself a pistol and a grenade and make sure that you talk about lots of different issues. Like, when you talk about shoes, don't forget to talk about footwear, and don't forget to...
My favorite part about that story, though, is the things that were the topics are the same topics white supremacists use, because they also support underage marriage and weapons training for women within the movement, but still very, very patriarchal. And I was, as I was reading that, I couldn't help thinking about that Holly Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
When it was like, you know, next to that Muslim woman, and they're like, here's my holy book, here's my gun, here's my flag behind me, we're totally different.
Hey, just get the chair.
I was gonna go to sleep, but it's not happening. Because you keep making me laugh, damn it. I shouldn't have tried to go to sleep while you were in here doing voices.
Making you laugh?
Yeah, I said what the fuck I said.
Nobody ever makes you laugh, lady. That's bullshit.
Really?
Nobody makes you laugh. You broads laugh all on your own.
Says the man who's giving me early wrinkles and laugh lines.
Early wrinkles and laugh lines.
Yeah.
Those aren't wrinkles. They're not wrinkles. They're miniature fucking Hot Wheels tracks, ladies. Right? They're not wrinkles.
What's the next fucking story? Shut the fuck up. What's the next
story? So your grandkids can play with toys in them. That's what goes on there.
No.
And quite frankly, wrinkles are patriarchal for a woman to have. You keep extra spices in there for when you're cooking, right? And then when your husband makes you cry, your tears put little salt in the spices. They fall down in there. It's a great fucking meal. I tell you what.
If that was the case, then white people would have well-seasoned food.
White women don't cry.
They have wrinkles, though.
I just made that up. White women don't cry. I had nothing to back that up. I had nothing. You're going to want to grab the chair for this one.
Oh, shit.
You're going to want to grab the chair for this
God
one.
Damn it.
Miss Ma'am, since you want to be black. Who the fuck is tuning in at this hour anyway? People are so used to this being a night show.
Oh, I tweeted about it.
Ah. All right, the fucking, the Bri man. Bri.
Ah, Bri.
That's right, Bri. Detective Bri.
Muscular Christianity.
DeBry University.
What you had in Charlottesville.
All right. So this fella, he's gonna tell you about what's going on in the Charlottesville. I hate that I haven't found a way to where I can get that audio to the Blog Talk live feed. So you guys, you're going to miss out on this, but you get the fucking the archive. Right? Right. All right, so fucking Brian Fisher is going to lace you up about that there Charlottesville.
Wait, before you play that, though, can we do, like, the, I don't know, context or disclaimer? Like, here's a couple things Brian Fisher has said in the past in case you don't know who he is.
Hell no, I don't need no fucking context. Shit. Hell no. No
just
context.
Throw him into it. Fine.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Into it is where one should be thrown.
We don't love our audience.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, that's why you give them tough nigger blacking.
What the fuck?
I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, that's how you set up a segment right there.
That is how you set up a
segment. That was good, responsible setup that made sense.
Hey, you know, the media one.
Oh, what were you going to say?
We're reporting on a white man. It doesn't have to fucking make sense.
It doesn't. Oh, his hairline went back a little farther. Oh, Bri. He's going to die, dude.
Oh,
we're going to lose a lot of content when he dies.
Because there aren't 100 other white evangelicals who say the same bullshit.
He's got his voice is a little unique, though. Like, he has a better tone of a, because the other ones, like, they have that sort of white guy Kermit the Frog voice that ain't picking.
We have a fucking preacher out here who's like, slavery is good for the Negroes.
I know, so is his preaching. His preaching is good for the coloreds.
It's something.
Yeah. All right, Bri is going to tell you about Charlottesville. They're going to stop using my mother's name like this. Mm-hmm. All right.
What you had in Charlottesville, and you know, the media wants to cast this as a left versus right. On the left, you've got these anti-fascists, these Antifa protesters.
The Antifa protesters.
Antifa.
I like that shit, the Antifa.
Antifa fascists, these Antifa. These Antifa, 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 Antifa.
I like it.
Stop it.
You have the BLM, the Black Lives Matter people. They are on the left. They are the good guys. They're here to stand up against bigotry and so forth. And then you have on the right, you have the white nationalists, and they are the bad guys. They're on the right. They're the far right. They're conservatives. That's absolutely a false premise. Ladies and gentlemen, what you had in Charlottesville was not a showdown between the left and the right.
Wait, let's get that again. Let's get one more again.
False premise.
Ladies, that's a false premise. All right, that's false.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the right.
They're not on the right.
No.
Okay. What you had in Charlottesville was not a showdown between the left and the right, but between the left and the left.
Bam! Circular firing squad. What you know?
Wait.
Huh? What?
So white supremacists are the left?
Yeah. Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Those are white supremacist groups.
Okay.
Between the left and the left. What we saw in Charlottesville yesterday was not a clash between left and right, which is what the media wants you to think, but a clash between the left and the left. You know, I was talking, Jeff, we were talking about this morning in the production meeting that, you know, this is kind of like the Sunnis. You were the one that suggested this. Yeah. It's kind of like the...
It reminds you of the Shiites versus the Sunnis there, but...
All right. It's about talking that Shiite versus talking that Sunni, Mecca. What? I don't even know why you try to co-host with me. I'm on one. I start the day with a steak, a quesadilla, and a beer, and it's on.
I was trying to go to sleep.
You were up watching Luke Cage with me. This woman was up watching Luke Cage with me. Niggas eating good.
And then I was like, oh, okay, well, he's going to podcast. I'm going to take a nap because I got up too early today.
Like, you could take a nap while I'm yelling with my high-pitched voice? Ma'am, no one can sleep through that.
Whatever. All right, fine. Shiites and Sunnis, because apparently Antifa and the Proud Boys are on the same side.
Yes. You know, and on the real to real, I think one of the things that makes it even easier for people to not like Antifa, it sounds like a black woman's name.
Like apparently people don't know what Antifa means.
I would have think the word would have circulated enough by now, unless Joyanne Reed is in on it.
Well, I mean, there's that too. But apparently a bunch of people just literally found out after Charlottesville that Antifa is short for anti-fascism. Like, apparently people didn't know that until this week.
Fine.
So.
Damn, they didn't know about that thing. Weren't they at the fucking inauguration?
They were, but I don't think people knew, like, what they were doing. They were just protesters, but I don't think anybody knew, like, specifically what they were protesting.
Huh.
You know?
And they're probably just, you know what? Because the name that was hitting then was Black Bloc.
Yeah, which I think both Black Bloc and Antifa aren't necessarily good names when trying to convey the point, because all they know is what they see, and what they see is a bunch of white people wearing masks marching, which is like, you know, conveys a certain image.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, I'm just noticing on screen there, because they back the camera up in Brian Fisher's studio, and I see on that screen they're using Cool Edit Pro right there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what a lot of us heads around my age, we trained ourselves on when we were teenagers.
I got stuck looking at that no more excuses sign.
Yep. Alright, so they're talking about how it's the Sunni and the niggas talking that Shiite.
They're both outside or considered, you know, radical, but they're trying to implement their own version of Sharia, and we're seeing this now. Two sides of the left are trying to establish their own version, which version of socialism is going to be the prominent one.
And I think that's an absolutely brilliant analogy.
I fucking
analogy.
Hate this fucking,
you know, if
how
Jeff
many
wasn't
things
sitting
can you
here
say
in
wrong
studio,
in one sentence?
Wait, let that again. How many things can you say wrong in one sentence? Now I gotta fucking
which version of socialism is going to be the prominent one.
And I think that's an absolutely brilliant.
Go back a little bit further.
What the fuck, yo? These niggas be wild.
Radical, but they're trying to implement their own version of Sharia, and we're seeing this now. Two sides of the left are trying to establish their own version. Which version of socialism is going to be the prominent one?
Okay, so I just, in one fucking sentence, he called Sharia law, which I know the way they define Sharia law means like radical orthodox Islam, which radical and orthodox is always on the right wing. It is conservative. So he called that left. Then said that the Proud Boys, the KKK, the neo-Nazis, and Antifa, whatever the fuck they're called, apparently.
Typhoid Mary.
Are on the same side and both trying to create socialism, because you know how white Republicans love socialism.
Yeah.
And Antifa.
Well, that's a problem, though, because, like, some of these Richard Spencer niggas, like, under their little Nazi signs, they do say socialist. They fuck up the word.
Right. See, they say, that's the thing, though, is they say socialist, but they don't actually mean it, because socialism is for everybody. What they specifically want is, like, white populism or white socialism.
Word.
Because they'll be like, we don't mind welfare as long as only white people get it. Like, that's not actually socialism, you know? And then saying Antifa socialists, they're typically anarchists who want no state whatsoever. They don't want socialism. They're like three economic systems left of socialism. Like, what the fuck? So it's not Sharia law, it's not on the left, and nobody is trying to create socialism here.
And I don't... Because, you know, these words, they got colloquialism behind them, so I don't like calling myself any of them, you know. But, like, I don't call myself an anarchist, but I look at the state right now, and it ain't like it's good.
It's not good.
It ain't like it good. I don't call myself a socialist, but I look at capitalism, and it ain't good.
Okay.
All right? I don't call myself a feminism, but I look at the masculinity shit and the misogyny shit and all that. It ain't good.
It's not good.
No. It ain't. And I don't call myself an ally, but I will fuck somebody up for you, nigga, if you are not able to fuck them up yourself.
Ooh, speaking of which, we need to do, both of us, need to do a segment about allyship when you can't actually go out and punch Nazis, how to still get your work in.
Yeah, and then some shit was going around where people are like, don't share, copy and paste. To, like, how you can help Antifa.
Antifa, yes.
Yeah, and Typhoid Mary. Let's just call it that. Antifoid Maria. I don't know.
Antifoid Maria.
Yeah, right. These white men have more brilliant things to say.
Of course they do.
And I think that's an absolutely brilliant analogy.
Told you.
If Jeff wasn't sitting here in the studio, I would have taken credit for that and not told you where I got it. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's a
brilliant analogy.
No, you're not. This is like the Sunnis and the Shias. They're both wearing the same color uniform.
He don't pronounce shit right.
No, he doesn't.
He just said the Shias. Shea butter, nigga? The fuck you talking about?
The uniform of socialism and socialist ideals. And they're completely at war with each other.
Woo! That's bri-bri.
Bri-bri.
Yeah, man.
Now, see, I wonder if you would ask him, like, can you define socialism?
Oh, it's, he could tell you what the problem with it is that you eventually run out of other people's money. See? There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, look at that old pinknews.com. This one, I got the glaucoma. Who put this article up there?
Mika Beresford.
All right, so that's Mika Beresford posting on the pinknews.com. And she put up a story. This is fucking ridiculous. As are all the trans stories we cover, yo.
Yes.
A personal trainer who attacked a former transgender client has narrowly avoided a prison sentence. Ain't that nice?
Yeah.
Fucking Manchester, Minchel Street, Crown Court. A whole lot in that name.
This is in the UK?
You're damn right. Court, they heard how David Sharples, a 30-year-old, choked and punched Tasman Yates and gave her 10 minutes. I held up two fingers and said 10 minutes. Work with me. Gave her 10 minutes to try and escape. It's fucking right. Like, don't, like, fucking ridiculous. What is happening? Sharples had been drinking and taking cocaine in his home with Tasman Yates when he reportedly received a call from somebody who owed him money. So why are they calling him a personal trainer? This nigga is clearly a drug dealer.
No. I just want to know how that context leads to. So you have a trans person in your home, y'all chilling, y'all getting high, y'all drinking. And then someone owes you money, so you're like, let me attack the trans person in my house because someone called me.
A trans person who was your client.
Like, what the fuck?
Right? Like, this is, like, you're a personal trainer and this is your client. What has happened? What is going on?
You're doing cocaine with your clients.
No, yeah. Business something, something, something. Like, all right. Continuing with the story, he got the call, right, and received a call from someone who owed him money. The call sent Sharples into a fit of rage. I think he's already ragey, probably. Right? Like, all these fucking things.
And the cocaine probably didn't help.
Ooh, yeah, and I don't know how that hits people. I've been way scared of that shit my entire existence. Just the way people take it, right, up your fucking nose?
Yeah.
Fuck no. Yep. You don't put shit in your nose. Maybe your finger, and that's only so you can get stuff out. Like, that's it. Other than that, nothing. You don't put a dat gum thing in your nose. He called her the slur for transgender. He called her a fucking tranny and a, quote, freak, to provoke a response from her. What? Now, I want to know, like, how did who arrive at that conclusion? Right, to provoke a response from her? Or is he just a cruel, evil, fucked up person that needs to be euthanized? Somebody tell me something. Tasman Yates, who used to be a client of the personal trainer, allegedly slapped him after becoming upset, and Sharples began to punch and strangle his victim. Alright, so fucking...
Oh, I see. I see.
Well, how they turned that into to provoke a response from her?
Yeah. So basically, they were like, he was like, I'm gonna call you all these slurs, and then you're gonna get in my face, but then because you got in my face and I'm angry and I want to fight someone, I can justify beating you to death because you hit me first, even though I intentionally provoked that response from you.
And I'm the one who's a personal trainer.
Right. You know. And also, you're trans, so good luck getting people to care if I actually kill you.
Yeah, outside of this fucking podcast. All right, now, continuing. He then set a 10-minute timer and told her she had to escape before the time was up. Fucking ridiculous. Prosecutor Davy Jones, his name is David Jones, but I watch Pirates too much. Prosecutor David Jones, that there were, see, they left out a word, said that there were, here we go.
Two sides.
To Sharples' personality. Ha, I didn't know where that sentence was going. Two sides to Sharples' personality, which Yates had not seen prior to the attack, which took place in 2015. Bullshit. No one has two personalities. The world is not United States of Terror, fucko. All right? That's who the fuck he is. Mm-hmm. He's a violent, dangerous fuck that needs to be killed. All right? Telling you, man. The world under Dictator William will clean up mighty fast.
Yes.
Telling you, we'll get this shit handled mighty fucking fast.
Well, it's also weird when they say, you know, like a split personality or two sides to a personality, because there's not, it's just the one really evil fucked up side, and then as much societal politeness as required to cover it up so that you don't remain obvious in public.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why I'm just mean, so that no one can ever say, oh, this other side. No, nigga, I'm just, right? She's been with me in public with people that bother me. And I don't, you know what it is? I don't give them a chance to bother me, and that is perceived as mean, right? Like, I don't say, oh, I'm sorry, no, to some sales fuck trying to salesy sales me. No, because it's fucking Friday and I'm black and I have on nice jeans, so you think I'm a fucking whale and you thought, nah, fuck you. Like, I know you stereotyped me and that's why you approached me. You don't approach every fucking body black, because for the most part, we're perceived as just as broke as white supremacy and capitalism wants us to be. So fuck you, salesperson. What the fuck kind of tangent? Okay, pinknews.com. All right, so yeah, set a 10-minute timer. Two sides. Jones told the court, quote, this was particularly abusive towards Miss Yates, as she describes herself as a pre-operation transgender woman. He continued verbally abusing her and spat in her face twice. Shit. Miss Yates admits that by this point she had had enough of the abuse. Well, shit, she defended herself. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you spit. That's
assault.
Yeah.
And disgusting.
Grody had enough at this point of the abuse, and she accepts that she slapped the defendant as a result of the abuse, as self-defense. Quote, he is a 6-foot bodybuilder. He stared at her for a moment before punching her in the face, which caused her to fall to the floor. Sharples pleaded guilty to assault, occasioning what? To assault?
Occasioning actual bodily harm. That just must be how their statute is written.
Okay, occasioning actual bodily harm. He avoided a prison sentence, but was handed a 16-month prison sentence, which has been suspended for 18 months. What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, it means that he got convicted and sentenced to 16 months, but it's suspended, so as long as he doesn't fuck up his parole or probation or whatever, he doesn't actually have to go to prison.
For a year and a half.
Yeah. And so, like, he did get the time, but as long as he doesn't get in trouble, he won't actually have to serve it.
And do 180 hours of unpaid work and 20 hours of rehabilitation. You can't rehabilitate him from who the fuck he is, from what the fuck he is, but you can rehabilitate society from them by killing them.
Keep society safe.
Easy shit, folks. Easy shit. Let's go back to... Oh, damn, I've had the... Oh, you know what? That actually works, right? They could see it on that screen as we're doing the article, so that's fair. All right, Tucker Carlson is a fucking geekwad.
Oh, my God.
Right? I hate his fucking haircut, his voice, his fucking chin. I can't stand this motherfucker. Right? And that's what motherfuckers don't get, right? Just because I'm on the actual left doesn't mean I only talk about Democrats. I don't like these Republican motherfuckers either.
We don't like anybody, really.
Right? So, Tucker Carlson is getting his false equivalency on because he likes making sense. You won't do it? You won't do it? Tucker Carlson? Yep, you do.
Because it was awful. Absolutely and completely. The only thing that could make what happened in Charlottesville worse would be if we allowed a small number of people in power to make America less tolerant and less free in its aftermath.
A small number of people in power, like Bannon, Paul Ryan...
Well, not Bannon anymore.
Mitch McConnell?
Not Bannon anymore.
Bannon, I'm telling you, that guy who's got blood coming out of his whatever, he's got the power because he has money. So he can still buy politicians.
Well, he still runs Breitbart, so...
Yeah, like he can still drive the narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
Always has. First of all, I fucking hate Tucker Carlson's hair. I'm just going to put that out there.
It's just like how fucking Bill O'Reilly was like, Maxine Waters' shit looks like a hat. Stop projecting. You know that's your man's Tucker. His shit looks like a fucking hat.
Looks horrible. It's just an unnatural hairline angle. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck? Like, how does it go from being above your temple to, like, touching your eyebrow as it goes across your face? What the fuck, man?
This shit's almost going to cover his eye like that old Aaliyah singer.
Yeah, he's gonna do, like, bring back, like, the 90s swoop.
Loop, swoop, and pull. Yeah, you like Tucker Carlson. You're a fan.
Okay, now that being said, a small number of people in power. So the white supremacists who are actually in power, who run Congress, who run the White House, who run, you know, the 1%. That power? Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Here you go. No, let him tell you something.
Let's be honest, we've seen that before. It happened after 9/11. Almost nobody wanted to say so at the time for fear of seeming sympathetic to terrorists, but it did. Secret lists, massive government spying on citizens.
Well, now actually, noted white supremacist Bill Maher did say you can't call them cowards, and he got fired. That's why people didn't, because they'd lose their money. All right, they weren't. Well, it's not like people are afraid of fucking people saying mean things about them. People know when they're in the public spotlight, and they know that people, like, people choose to be public figures, mm-hmm. and then say, "Ain't that my Twitter in my mentions? Bernie Bros are in my mentions, nigga. You fucking have a podcast, write for a prominent website, go on MSNBC whenever you can, and you don't lock your account down. Well, you deliberately keep it public. You want them in your mentions, and you like being public.
And Bernie Bros are in your mentions because you're the one who coined the term Bernie Bros."
Yeah. And you're lying. But then again, now I like the fact that there's Bernie Bros and Bernie Bots.
There's Bernie Bros, Bernie Bots, and alt left.
And they're all different things that exist.
They are all different things because Bernie Bots are Russian bots that use Bernie Bro talking points. Bernie Bros are actually Bernie supporters, but they're white men who think that identity politics are stupid. And then the alt-left is like Bernie Bros, but more violent, and maybe they would hang out with, like, Antifa and stuff.
Huh.
But also very anti-identity politics and think that we just need to end capitalism.
So collectively, it's their fault that was not Hillary Clinton's Moab bomb that was dropped. That should have been Clinton. That was Hillary's bomb to drop.
It was Hillary's turn.
Yeah, it's bullshit. We need feminist bombs. We need white feminist multimillionaire lady bombs.
If we don't allow white women to be as heinous as white men, how can we understand if we have gender equality or not?
You know what? I'm on board with what you're talking about. We almost got it. We need to keep the Thatcherism moving forward, people. Yes. Let's do it.
Thatcherism for a new generation.
Yeah, so Kamala Harris, go, go, go.
Ha, Kamala. I don't care if sex workers die if it gets me votes, Harris.
Yeah, fuck. Just so you folks know, we're not going to support Kamala Harris.
No.
All right, we're not going to do it. We're going to go third party again on your asses.
We will.
So if you want a second term of Trump, go ahead, try it. We're not going to do Cory Booker either.
No.
Don't stop flashing these niggas in our faces. You want to give us somebody black? Give us fucking Nina motherfucking Turner. Mm. Give us a...
Give us Tulsi. I'll take Tulsi.
Give us our old Jew back.
I don't know, man.
He is old as fuck.
Right, that's what I'm like, I don't know about president in 2020. I don't know, man. He's kind of old.
Nina Turner was interviewing him, and I took a good look at his face. I was like, oh, it's over, man.
Well, because not only is he old, he's, like, angry and pissed off. Like, I've been fighting this shit for the last 50 years. And you motherfuckers still won't listen to me.
And that's why I compare him to that guy on that show. I've been watching The Strain on the smart device on Hulu, because it's this old Jew that's been fighting this thing for 60 years to the point of where he learned a way to make himself live longer so he can keep fighting it. He doesn't give a shit. He's just going to keep fighting. And the thing is, just happens to be called The Master. And I was telling Phoenix, I was like, if you replace the way they're using the word The Master Vampire in the show The Strain, replace that with The Man, and that's Sanders.
No. Gotta kill the man. Oh, Bernie. That's gonna be like on his fucking tombstone when he dies.
Oh.
Like, I tried to kill the man. Y'all wouldn't let me do it.
It fucking wouldn't. Fucking wouldn't. And then instead you put the man in power. You chose the man over the motherfucker trying to take down the man. Fuck.
Homie, don't play that.
Damn, Homie the Clown was one of the greatest black populists of all times. We are way off Tucker Carlson. Okay. Tucker Carlson talking about a small number of people.
And
taking
Homie had better hair.
Than Tucker Carlson. He fucking did. What the fuck is with Tucker? Shit. All right.
The feds rooting around in people's bank accounts for no good reason. We allowed all of that to happen because we were upset and afraid.
Well, all right, but nigga, I mean, where are the archives of Tucker Carlson being against that shit when Barry Hussein extended it?
Okay, but where was anybody upset when they do it to black groups? Like, is he angry that they fuck with Black Lives Matter activists like that?
He's
mad when they did it to the Panthers? Was he mad when they did it to the American Indian movement? Was he mad when they did it to the Chicano movement? Or are we just upset because white people are being inconvenienced?
He's mad that because of kink shaming, he now has to buy his pornography on video in the store again instead of getting it on his computer because somebody could be watching.
Well, this morning there were signs it could be happening again. The Wall Street Journal reported that big tech companies are using their power to silence certain political views. Both Google and web hosting service GoDaddy stopped providing...
Alright, Google owns YouTube. Google demonetized people that talk about hardcore politics and war and shit.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's really going after the right. Alright, that's gonna take down Fox News.
Also, Google was the one who was giving police information about Black Lives Matter protests.
Huh.
Yeah. It's weird. Fox News didn't do a segment when that happened.
And Google gave money to the political party that supported the Blue Lives Matter bill in Texas, making it a hate crime to defend yourself fatally against a cop. Oh, the Democrats is the party we're talking about here.
Yes. And the other thing with all those, where they're trying to do, like, the RICO statutes for protesters, you've seen those bills, right? So they're saying, like, if you help organize a protest or show up at a protest and it turns violent and there's, you know, somebody gets assaulted or there's property damage, everybody who's there can get charged because you didn't have to commit the crime or be aware a crime was going to be committed. It's like that, like the RICO statutes with gang members, right? The shit where they get the mob in prison. Like, just one person in the organization does it, everybody gets arrested and goes away. They're trying to do that. And guess who's giving them information when people are on social media about this is where we're at, this is where we're protesting? Yeah. I think I see their logo right there. I think I see the logo right fucking there.
Is it googly?
It's googly! But, you know, nobody cared when that happened.
Nah.
Hosting support for Daily Stormer. It's a white supremacist website. Meanwhile, the hotel website Airbnb announced it will permanently ban white supremacists from using its service to book rooms. PayPal says it won't let...
Oh, why don't they pull themselves up by their storm straps and buy their own fucking server? Make their own server.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, white men work hard and build things, right?
They built this whole country. They built the whole world.
That's right.
Yeah.
On the sweat of their fucking backs.
Yeah, so if you know what? If you can build the whole fucking world, you can build your own fucking server and a website, nigga.
Let white supremacist groups use its payment platform. Now, nobody on the show is weeping for the Daily Stormer.
You sure about that one? Nobody on your show is weeping for the Daily Stormer. I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either.
I don't believe him at
all.
Oh,
that's what's happening. His hair is trying to tell us a message. Like, this nigga lying.
I see what it's saying. It's saying, oh, you thought Mika Brzezinski's hair was fucked up. My shit is fucked up. God damn, it's like he's battling Rand Paul. Yeah.
Even mentioning their name probably just got us written up by the Southern Poverty Law Center as dangerous alt-right subversives or something.
So he just had to toss in the we're victims of the SPLC.
We don't care. There's a principle at stake here, and it's worth defending regardless. We should be very concerned by the prospect of big companies using their power to enforce ideological conformity, even when it seems only to affect people we don't like, as it does right now.
Oh, did you have a thought?
No, I heard okay. You leaning in.
Yeah, so, as much as I hate tech companies overreaching, and I do think that's a problem, I find it to be incredibly bad taste that he runs this segment within like 48 hours after the Daily Stormer posted a call to action to have people protest the funeral of Heather Heyer, I think that was her last name, the one who was murdered in Charlottesville. So, after she was murdered in Charlottesville, she was the one who was hit by the car, Daily Stormer put up an article about, like, five things you need to know, and it was like, she's a fat slut who doesn't have children, and she's a lesbian and a communist and blah, blah, as was expected. But then, when they found out where she was going, where her memorial service was going to be, they posted a call to action to show up in protest because she was a race traitor. So, as much as I understand the aggravation over tech companies overreaching and sharing information, it might be a good thing if they pull your website when you're literally calling for violent action and telling people how to do it, where to go. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And for the person tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, the one that I'm aware of, right, the you might be missing the Tucker Carlson audio. Tucker Carlson? Yeah, his audio coming through because that speaker is far away and I don't have the technology to run it through the telephone yet. But in the archive that I upload after the live broadcast is over, that shit will be all clear. It won't even be telephone audio. I actually record through a condenser microphone. All right. And we're on Facebook Live on, there's a Facebook page called WineCellarMedia.com. We're on Facebook Live there with the high definition microphone. And you can see our fucking faces talking gangster. All right.
Especially now we should be concerned because support for free expression appears to be fading on the left and especially among young people. A 2015 Pew poll found that 40% of millennials already believe in restricting speech they believe is offensive. Those are the people who are going to be running this world very soon.
Really? Very soon?
Very soon.
Yeah, because they're all rich and they're all going to benefit from the nepotism that puts you in power.
But then also when he says they, like, that is such a, I don't know, I guess selected level of fact, right? To say like, they're
nigga, a selected level of fact.
Yes.
God damn.
It is an intentional misdirection of the data.
Intentional misdirection. Say that shit again. I can't say that like you.
I said it is an intentional misdirection of the data.
Intentional misdirection. Y'all motherfuckers hearing this shit?
Because this thing, like, yes, there are millennials who are anti, 100% everything free speech, but that is because they understand the inherent danger of when you let fucking Nazis get up and be like, we need to promote ethnic cleansing, and when you have the KKK get up and say, we need to bring back weekend lynchings, we understand the harm that is in that, because that gets people killed. It's not about, like, we just want to restrict speech because we hate speech. It's like, no, we want to restrict speech from people who are trying to kill us.
And you know what? I hate that I'm pointing to a comedy bit for this, but it was fucking Bill Burr. And ironically, because like a lot of people have, not a lot of people, men's rights activists, they like to take the character out of Bill Burr and act like the shit he does on stage is really him. It's like he's playing a character, like he's kind of like sort of like lampooning the typical white man. You know, and critiquing it. Because, like, if you listen to his podcast, like, when he gives people relationship advice, he's like, okay, see, right here in the email, you called her the C word, so you don't even respect her, and you should break up with her, because you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, he says shit like that to people, you know. But fucking Bill Burr was talking about, restricting free speech violently, saying if somebody, like, if you're in Target shopping, and someone starts going on a rant about these illegal aliens, everyone should have a chloroform rag in their pocket. Chloroform moment, you grab him. Everybody else jump on, help you out. We get take that guy down, and then tattoo on his forehead, possibly the next Hitler.
You know? That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And
then he said it did happen, right? Like, someone started talking that shit in the Target, and then he's like, and then, like, he walks out, no one does anything, and then another guy walks out, follows them, they get in the car together, now there's two of them. And, like, and he's, it's a comedy bit, but he's making that point.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was actually a really good point. Somebody was saying, like, aren't we worried that doxing all these Nazis from Charlottesville is going to further radicalize them? And the response is, like, maybe, it might. But also, if you're a Nazi, you don't get to be a part-time Nazi. This doesn't just get to be your fucking weekend hobby. I want to know you're a fucking Nazi every day of the week.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, don't you like knowing that there's a sex offender registry?
Yes.
Like, that is doxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fucking, I want to fucking know. Like, I mean, shit, I don't want to be doxed because you're in this household and you'd be in danger. But the thing is, I don't think I'm a bad person. I'm not a bad person doing bad things, so I don't care if people know I exist where I am, because people aren't going to be like, hey, that's that fucking guy that does evil stuff. It's like, no, I'm the guy who fucking brought extra gloves to work for black women that they don't give gloves to. Right? All right. Let's see. Bop-a-doop-boop-bop-ski-bop Tucker Carlson.
You think they'll think twice before banning websites they don't like? They won't. It's the Daily Stormer today. Fine. But who's it going to be next week or next year? The National Right to Life?
Yes.
FoxNews.com? Yes. Catholic Charities?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be? And why wouldn't Airbnb ban public supporters of Trump from getting rooms? They support terrorism. Why wouldn't Facebook eliminate all references?
They support terrorism? Just threw that in there. Yeah, he terrorist fist jabbed that one in there, didn't he? What the fuck?
No receipts, no.
Damn. He's one of the no lip swipe people.
One of.
Yeah, they're not all no lips. It's just the ones that don't have lips are like the evilest ones.
Yeah, I told you, lips keep you from talking unnecessary shit.
You did.
This is what happens when you don't have lips. Shit just fall out your mouth, and you can't help but be a bigot.
We need to be able to afford somebody to go through our past 3 years and pull out our greatest fucking sound bites.
Dude, we say some shit. We talk shit.
I don't know, pro-life positions. Today's political opponents could very easily become tomorrow's designated Nazis or terrorists. Definitions change. Principles do not change. And that's why it's crucial to keep fighting for them.
Yeah. Like, do you appreciate the cognitive dissonance of what just happened?
Maybe.
That means no.
No.
He goes, they could be deemed terrorists. And then says, definitions change, but principles don't. Well, one of the principles of Nazis is promoting ethnic cleansing. It is promoting a white master race. So you can't say that they're just going to deem them Nazis for no reason because definitions change when Nazis have a very specific ethnic principle.
Yeah. Hey, I can see the screen behind me. And I just glanced over. Oh, Fallon, was that you on the telephone?
Oh, hey, Fallon's over there.
Fallon said there should be a Nazi registry, to be honest.
Yes.
And seriously, who's next? That's his angle against shutting down an actual hate site that graphically, literally incites racial violence. I mean, damn, nigga, did Dylann Roof not exist?
No, he didn't.
Shit and
then
bam.
Of course, the way they're set up, though, you can't actually prove it was specifically Daily Stormer that indoctrinated him.
I think it was all of them. And you know, I'll say it. I'll say, yeah, it was, nigga. And what? You gonna stop me from saying it? You want me to have free speech? I'm free to say that, motherfucker.
Because that's their ultimate argument is like, well, all it is words. You know, nobody's putting the gun in your hand. Right? And it's like, okay.
Well, his parents, who are white supremacists, put the gun in his hand.
But all they did was say racist things. They didn't make him kill anybody. Like, that's their fucking argument. Like, it's ridiculous. I have seen an absurd amount of arguments. There's that for free speech. There's, you can't just disregard something because it's Nazis. Because, like, if Hitler liked ice cream, are you going to say that we should put Baskin-Robbins out of business because they sell ice cream?
Yep. Like, that's the thing. Don't ask me questions like that. So I'm gonna fucking say yes, and then just because I was bullshitting with my yes, I'm gonna put a reason behind it because it's a capitalist institution that and I guarantee you that they have locations where they benefit from the labor of undocumented people, and they probably price gouge at times when the temperature's extra high. So yeah, we should actually put them out of business because they are labor Nazis, fuckers.
Fighting for an open society, even if people call you names when you do it. Now, the First Amendment is America's most famous freedom, the strongest sign that our country is dedicated to the personal liberty of every person here. The fact that this right applies to the most hated members of society isn't weakness, it's the whole point. It's proof.
Ah, most hated member of society, so ex-convicts out of prison should get the right to vote and be involved in politics because that is a way of speaking, just like money in politics is a way of speaking. Right? Right.
I just want to know how he established the fact that white supremacists are among the most hated people in society, because last I checked, they run the fucking country.
Yeah, I swear to fuck, every time I pause on his face, it can be memed. Every single one.
It's true. Tucker Carlson has a memeable face.
He has a very memeable face. Holy fuck.
Yeah, as far as I know, Elliot Rodger was on A Voice for Men, and then the fucking, like, Reddit red pill shit.
Yeah, it's reading off of Fallon Matthew in the comments section. Wasn't Elliot Roger also a frequenter of the Daily Stormer and AVFM? Yeah, and who's that motherfucker? Return of Kings.
Yeah.
The pickup artist motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, and Elliot Roger, that nigga was like, he was like white and Asian, but like wanted to be like, he was pissed off at his Asian side or some shit like that.
Yeah, he was like self-hating his Asian side and was basically just angry that he couldn't get like the stereotypical white woman. Like he wanted like the blonde trophy wife and couldn't get one, and that was women's fault, apparently. So he was... Because remember when he went on his little shooting rampage, he went after interracial couples?
Oh, that's fucking right.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, man, that old shit. See, that's like what we were just fucking talking about. Like, that's that trophyism shit, man. Like, you don't actually want a relationship. You want an accessory. You yeah. know, that was a problem I had with black women. Like, when you look at, like my exes in my early 20s, like, I just wanted... like my woke trophies, right? Like, look at this. I'm with this black woman. Look at her afro and look at her braids, or her hair is natural and she looks like this and she's just this amount shorter than me, right? Usually 5'2", 5'3" was what I was gunning for. Yeah, man, very objectifying of black women as a black man. And like in Elliot Rogers, that same way about those white women. It's like, yeah, find somebody you actually want to be with. Like we were talking about the Luke Cage and how all the faux outrage around that show. Like people said it's not black enough. Mm-hmm. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, because most of the female cast is light skin, so it's not actually black enough.
The show ain't black enough.
Yeah.
And then the heads, wait. And then the heads that were like, the actor is married to a white woman, and it's like, you don't fucking know their relationship. Like, yeah, I would like for black people to be with black people, but fucking maybe they're both really into fucking Pokemon cards or whatever the fuck. Like, we don't know their relationship. Mm-hmm. They might dweeb out. They might fucking be in the woods every fucking day like Jennifer Becker looking for mushrooms and, you know, whatever, have a bug collection. We don't fucking know, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, like, a little bit too much concern, I guess, about interracial dating. Like, as long as somebody, if I don't care if someone dates out, as long as they don't shit on black people, especially when it comes to black men. Like, as long as you aren't shitting on black women, I don't care. But don't, you know, because there are those guys who are like, I would never date a black woman, I only date white women because they're prettier and more submissive and more fair, what the fuck ever. It's like, as long as you're not saying shit like that, it doesn't fucking matter. But just fucking, it's weird that people are angry when someone dates out.
Like, yeah, I mean,
you get one life, be fucking happy.
All right, and on a street level, right, because too much focus on celebrities, right, on a street level, like regular citizen level, like y'all niggas would be like, because they're prettier. All right, so we're talking trophyism. I'm talking in that context of the beauty of a social construct thing. I'm looking at the ones you're with. No. Like our upstairs neighbor that cheats on a black woman he's with the white woman. Like, that's straight up trash, Becky. Like, get the, like, she looks like Steve Bannon. Quit fucking with me. Like, are you shitting me? If you're gonna go that way, you know. That's why I just tell people don't date. Just don't date anybody. Wait until you're like 50, then date. You know, and then that's better chance that you won't breed. Yeah. You know, and then this species can go and let the next apex predator come up. This, see what Tucker Carlson does to this podcast? You see what happens? Like, I just basically did some fucked up misgendering joke about a white woman who was a person that actually exists in this apartment complex. And I don't know where the fuck... Tucker Carlson, First Amendment.
Tucker Carlson's on some bullshit. That's all you need to know.
Right. First Amendment shit turned into interracial dating. What the fuck happened?
Of how robust that right is. Now, tech companies aren't the government, and they're not the same rules as a consequence of that. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't push back and do it loudly. The biggest tech firms are more powerful than any monopolies in the Gilded Age, and they're far less restrained and far less trustworthy. In some ways, they're more dangerous even than overreaching...
More powerful. Okay, more... And Gil, all right, so... More powerful than the military-industrial complex, you say. You say, sir.
Also completely ignores the fact that they are monopolies.
All right.
Why do you think there is no, like, legitimate competition to Facebook. What's that other platform everybody's going to?
He's not beefing with the fact that they're monopolies.
He's just beefing with the fact they're monopolies who are doing things he doesn't like. Which is like, taste the irony. The argument of the left has always been it's dangerous to have monopolies because once they start to abuse their power, there's nobody who can stop them. Like, no, you're just... Yeah, people are inherently good, and they're job creators, and they're on our side, and they have... It's compassionate capitalism, and now... These fucking companies are monopolies and they are abusing their power and we can't stop them.
And I like how, and keep in mind, Tucker Carlson is just doing his job. What the hell? Oh shit, there's a Fiener Loco.
Hey.
But Tucker Carlson, yeah, he's getting paid to do this segment. He doesn't give a shit. He has no personal reason to give a blue fuck. He doesn't have principles. Just like the host on MSNBC. All right, he's getting like $10,000, $30,000 a fuck day to do this shit. All right, he is a millionaire living in New York. Just, and who knows what the fuck he's doing in his free time. But it's ridiculous.
Probably. All right,
he's rubbing his genitals up against everything and getting bad haircuts. And Fallon Loco said, "The Apartment Chronicles: Black man cheats on black woman with white woman at the apartment." Yeah, actually, at the apartment.
Yeah, across the hall.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. This whole thing it's bugged out in here. Like this is our bunker that we hunker in. And sometimes I'd be wanting to just let the neighbors take a sneaky peek in here. Just be like, look at how calm it is in here. Like, just step out in the hallway, hear the chaos, step on the other side of the hallway, smell the candles burning, hear the NDR replaying, be in the African art that we've collected from different resale shops and Goodwill, and recently Ross.
Yes.
Ross had some badass fucking black woman statues for like $7. And be in that vibe, but I don't want to because I don't want their bodies in here.
With the- Well, also because they won't appreciate that. Like, they're too accustomed to chaos to appreciate the peacefulness.
Yeah.
And of course, they probably just come here and try to jack shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the first thing you see as soon as you walk in is a DVD collection that could start a pawn shop. And I've been building that DVD collection for 13 years. And I will not have my shit, except for state property, my shit stolen. Yeah, state property too is gone. I gotta get another copy of that. Ah. When we tangent this hard, the episode's about over, right? Let's let Tucker Carlson wrap it up. He has about 10 more seconds.
In government, because they're less accountable. They could make this country a place you would not want to live, and they could probably do it quickly, and they probably will do it unless they're brought to heel.
Unless they're bought to heel. Holy shit, super monopolies. They gotta be brought to heel. Amazing. What were you pointing at?
That's because it showed up, after he said it showed up behind him on the...
Oh, we need to bring the tech firms to heel. Holy shit, yo, where are the niggas with the Photoshop skills? Put Hillary Clinton's face over Carlson. Holy shit, that is fantastic. I like the fuck out of it, man.
Nice.
All right. And one more, not video though. Dibba doop doop doop. Go to fucking let's go to the Becky on Becky, man. Right, so fucking so Dana Schwartz and Phoebe Maltz Bovey are both fucking clowns, right?
Who are these people?
Dana Schwartz did a piece that I guess like that white woman praise saying, "You Nazi guys, we're not gonna have sex with you because they're Nazi guys and they're not," which is like, and as a white woman, it's like, you're basically waving your benevolent sexism around.
You are.
Right. And, what up?
There's so many things wrong. It's like, so there's the implication that, they're Nazis because they don't have sex. Like, so if they just had sex, like, they would stop being racist and patriarchal and capitalistic and genocidal. Like, I think that's gonna... I mean, I don't know who told you what, but... Your pussy's not that magical. Okay? You can't stop genocide with your pussy. Please stop it.
All right. Hey, it didn't work for Lacey Green. Alright. Uh-huh. Okay, now, and then, so she did that shit, and, people responded, and the name of the article is, "We're not going to fuck you, you Nazi losers." Wait, how fucking high school is that shit? And then, but then here comes this other clown, who's just as much of a clown, Phoebe Maltz Bovey. Her piece on the newrepublic.com is titled "The Left's Blind Spot, Anti-Semitism," where she says that people need to take a look at the fact that this is a Jewish woman saying she's not gonna fuck Nazis, which again, Jews are just white people with a different religious classification. Then there's the people who say culturally Jewish. Really? You mean where you act exactly like fucking regular European white people that invade the rest of the planet, particularly Israel? Israel is white people at its white peopleist.
And getting funded by other white people to be white peopleist.
Even when they pretend they have a black man in charge. One of the last things he did in office was fork over, what, $60 billion?
It was a lot.
It was an, yeah, it was a fucking massive ass load.
Yeah, it was literally billions of dollars. Also, I would like to point out that the blind spot is racism, anti-blackness, maybe ableism, things like that. Not so much anti-Semitism. Because I would remind people, the only reason a bunch of white people, one of the only reasons a bunch of white people showed up to Charlottesville at all is because it was Nazis. Because when it's the KKK, white people don't show up. But when it's Nazis, suddenly it's a problem because of the Holocaust. Because the Holocaust is a human tragedy because they killed a bunch of white people.
And that's why they got reparations.
And that's why they got reparations. And that's why the United States government still doesn't uphold land treaties with natives. That's why black, you know, slave descendants will never get fucking reparations. That's why the KKK has been in existence since 1866 and still isn't classified as a fucking hate group. Because they're not fucking up white people or people who look white or people who are read as white. And I think that we need to be honest about that. Like, yeah, anti-Semitism absolutely exists, but pretending that white people can't bond and feel empathy or compassion for Jewish people is just bullshit. I actually, you know, made a tweet about this yesterday, too. And I was like, you know, almost all the Holocaust survivors are dead. You know how fucked we're going to be once they die?
Why?
Oh, because, like, right now, like, shit that's going on in Charlottesville, there's still some Holocaust survivors who show up and say, they're Nazis, this is bad. And they'll show up and people like, oh, it's Holocaust survivors, they are... you know, like the good victims, you know,
oh shit,
like, you know what I mean? So then like white people care because they're like, there's Holocaust victims. We have to care. Can you imagine what the fuck happens when there's not going to be any Holocaust victims left to stand up for shit?
Okay. Really old white people with New York accents. Just say you're Holocaust survivors. Do it. Why? You could pull that shit off for 50 more years. Garrett, goddamn to you. People are basic like that.
Like,
lie.
Yeah.
Say I'm 112 years old. Lie, nigga.
Because, yeah, I was thinking about that. Because, like, I remember there was a Holocaust survivor who was arrested at a Black Lives Matter march, and she was like, no, you can't tell me I can't be here. I have to be here. I had to stand up against Nazis. I survived the Holocaust. I know what fascism looks like, and this is fascism. And people, like, backed off black people at that particular rally because a Holocaust survivor got arrested. And there's, like, this, like, you know, like, they're holy, they're up there, they're sacred, like, you can't fuck with Holocaust survivors for the most part. When they're dead, we are so fucked. So fucked.
I think we're already fucked.
We're more fucked.
I guess we'll just close out with something I've been working on, tinkering with, and then that'll be that, right? Oh, that shit better kick on. It's, I grabbed an instrumental. And then I was like, I'm gonna rap on it. And I was like, I'm gonna grab audio clips and add those to it too. So I just need the Audacity player to play the fucker.
No.
No?
No.
No is fair. It's okay to say no. Yeah. Okay, bring that motherfucker in. But you made me think of it because the clip that starts it out is the Martin Luther King clip where he's talking about reparations when he's saying, you know, we coming to get our check.
They don't like that.
Oops. All right. That clip, that is not going to play. So the people on the live are not going to get that clip, but the people that catch the archive will. All right. So that's how that's going to go. All right, because I'm going to wrap up.
This not only that, many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies knocked upon, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. This is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I want to see self-defense and still legit. If you won't punch a Nazi, who will get hit? If you won't catch a body, who will get hurt? When it's either you or them that feels the dirt. Non-violence means non-aggressive, and your resistance will not address this. So don't test this, bump in your gums, cause your main man Martin Luther King wanted a gun.
Because our mission for social justice and economic justice and political justice, and oh, by the way, sisters, we want our whole damn dollar.
The whole damn dollar for labor work to run up on the business and take the turf. What the hell do we even need owners for? Why should one damn person control the store?
You think we're playing? We ain't, so stay in your way, unless you want pain. So before you talk, do you think we're playing? We ain't, so stay in your lane, unless you want pain, cause we're punching Nazis in the face.
All right, Wine Cellar, media.com, Hood Progressives, motherfuckers. All right.
Oh, yeah, the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, the fucking PayPal.me. So, remember, we're not activists, we're entertainers. We're here to amuse you like a clown. All right, PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund.